away. They counted us out. The theme song from Men of Color Reed by our one and only Ed Sanders Jr. Floyd Cook Jr. is playing horn on that. We're giving away $20 worth gift cards to Celebration Cinema, but you got to come on in. And we also have a $25 gift card to, so it's Cheetah. Leopard.
He wants to try to prove his. Now, I'm still lines up, okay?
So, all right. Santa, you said you're 104 years old, right? First person that comes in and tells me how old Santa says he is, they also win a $10 gift card to Celebration Cinema. Did you have an answer? That's right. Santa is a, there you go, sweetheart. There you go. Santa, you're right. Santa's 104 years old. That's right. All right. So, come on. Do we have some winners? Oh, okay. If you come in with a Scott Meets receipt, you win $20 of Celebration Cinema gift cards. $20. Come on in. If you have, if you have a receipt, you win the $25 Scott Meets gift card, the certificate. If you come on, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
He's gonna get 25 months off.
25
months off.
I know a few people like to do that. So, all right, we're gonna take a break. Coming up next, it's top of the hour. Actually, it's top of the hour now, isn't it? Yeah. DJ Hilson, we're 1 minute. And he gets a little, he go a minute over.
He gets a little testy. Yeah.
So we're going to take a very quick break. Coming up, DJ Hilson, we're going to continue to give a few things away during his show. Again, the very first person comes in with a Scott Meets receipt with $25 Scott Meets coupon to be used towards whatever you want here. Scott Meets whenever you want. And all that and much more. Keep it locked and listen to 103.7 The Beat.
Special, yes, it feels so special. Raise the Right Media Center. It's Straight Talk with DJ Hilson, your Muskegon County prosecutor. Straight Talk with DJ Hilson, an in-depth discussion on issues that affect you and your community. Sparking conversation, opening dialogue, and breaking down barriers. Have a question about crime prevention, subpoenas, silent observer, or about the law? Call 231-722-8338. It's Straight Talk. Straight Talk. Straight Talk. With DJ Hilson. DJ
Hilson. Hey, Muskegon, DJ Hilson here live from Scott Meet. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. This place is bustling. It is hustling right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people. It's good to see. I got a chance to walk a little bit down the aisle here, and the food looks fantastic.
This is the real deal, DJ.
It is the real deal.
The food here don't have the chemicals in it.
Yeah.
So they might not last as long as the food that you might get at some of these other stores, because they don't have all that gas in there.
Okay.
So it's fresh. It's real fresh. And he keeps it chemical free, man. And, you know, I just want to say how proud I am for you to come down. I texted you probably about 35 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Now, you could have said, no, I'm not coming, man. You know, I feel like dealing with no people. I just got done doing the trial. But you came, man. You brought your kids.
I brought my kids with me again. I'm excited. Listen, I got, you know, my sports broadcaster to be oldest boy here who, you know, keeps begging me to come back on air. So I figured, you know, we were here a couple days before Thanksgiving, and so why not come here a couple days before Christmas and give Mom a little bit of a break. So I got two out of the three.
Wow. Well, we're broadcasting live at Scott's Meats. This is different. DJ Hilson's going to do his show here today, and if you got any questions for DJ, you can call us at 722-8338. John Covington's still got some giveaways here. Just come over here and see John. That's what he got. He'll give you something if we got anything left. DJ, how things been, man? How things been?
Things have been good. I mean, I can't complain. Overall, as we kind of slide into the holiday season and then, New Year, it's been relatively quiet. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I mean, that just means that, in my opinion, that folks are hopefully trying to resolve their differences in a different way than maybe they have in the past.
Well, that's good. I'm going to acknowledge, I see Brother Mr. William Muhammad. It's also down here, African American Museum, and he's staying busy. Tomorrow we're going to be at Patterson Drugstore, DJ.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're out and about for the next 2 days, just hanging out, man. It's good to know that things are quiet at the county jail.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of people taking time off, and so we've got a skeleton crew. I worked yesterday, worked today, and I work tomorrow, and then I'm going to take some time off by myself, and looking forward to that. It's always good to recharge the batteries and hang out with family, especially over the holidays. I'm really looking forward to that, and walking up and down Scott's Meats here, this makes me hungry first and foremost, but it also gets thinking about holiday dinner.
Yeah, and it's like this all the time, particularly when you're close to holidays. This is a place where you can meet people, say hello, see some friends.
Yeah.
I saw two classmates today in a matter of 20 minutes.
Nice.
It's been 30 years, and so I saw two classmates, and, we took a picture, and it was like, this is a good place to be. DJ, one serious note, I saw this post in a public notice about a new law.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a new law, but I think the county voted in on the, obstruction?
Resisting obstruction.
And hindering always there?
Well, listen, Paul, I'm glad that you brought this up because I think there's some mass confusion. Because I saw the posting as well.
Okay.
I saw the comments, and I was a little disappointed, quite frankly, in some of the comments because I'll give you the history of this. This is actually my idea, and here's the reason why I did it. I know you've been a kind of an advocate in watching this, that the state of Michigan has a resisting and obstructing statute.
Okay.
And it's a two-year felony.
Right.
Right? So those folks that are charged with that crime, ultimately, if convicted, they're convicted of a felony. So we're essentially making felons out of people who maybe run away from the police or don't necessarily obey instructions right away or don't put their hands behind their back. And so A few months ago, I went to the cops board, the chiefs of police we meet every month, and I said, listen, guys, I've got this idea. I would like to create a county ordinance that essentially looks at that kind of behavior, but doesn't make it a felony anymore, makes it a misdemeanor.
So that whole thing, it's just countywide.
It's countywide.
So people who generally would have had a felony now will get a misdemeanor.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this what this does is that it gives me another option. It gives me an option when I get, when my assistants or myself, we get a police report in and the officers are requesting felony R&L. If when we use our discretion, and we use it very well, we decide, you know what, this isn't felony material, I can now charge a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Which, you know, again, we're looking at making sure we protect the officers, but also making sure that we look at what's the best interest of the citizens. And so that's why I say I was a little disappointed. A lot of people rushing to judgment on that, not realizing and recognizing that it actually is a good thing.
You know, the public notice didn't say misdemeanor, though.
It didn't?
No.
It should have.
And so, you know, given the history.
Sure.
I'm sure you know the history.
I do.
It's quick to make that judgment when you don't see misdemeanor.
I do.
And the only thing I saw, like, wow, did it always say hindering?
Yeah, hindering has always been a part of the state law.
Okay.
There are several definitions of what you can do for resisting obstructing. Hindering is always part of it.
Okay.
And so it's a term of art. I mean, I wouldn't look too much into it. But, you know, the bottom line is that what I want to accomplish here is to take away what has once been considered felonious material and turning it into essentially a fines and costs type crime, one that isn't going to, you know, I saw comments wanting to fill the jail. No. It has absolutely nothing to do with filling the jail.
Right.
It actually is going to give judges the ability to essentially treat some of that behavior on a fines and costs basis.
Right.
Not incarceration, not probation. Fines and costs out the door, and we're not. I'm not looking to put people. In fact, I'm doing this to keep people out of jail. Quite honestly,
Terry Sable added some clarification on that. County Commissioner.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Charles Nash did. I'm on my page when I shared it. He came back and added some clarification on that.
Yeah.
And so understanding, but what I've seen on the public notice definitely didn't have anything on this.
Well, just so that, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I, you know, when I saw that and I saw they were kind of tagging you, I was hoping that you and I could talk about it. Because, you know, I want people to understand that, one, it was my idea, and I did it for the better interests of those that are involved in this kind of behavior,
right,
or engage in this kind of behavior. It's not to make felons out of people, you know, because I'm tired of that. What I want is the ability to protect the officers and certainly protect the citizenry, but also do it in a way that isn't going to ruin somebody's life forever.
Wow, that's good. Well, if you're listening to them in the background, we are at Scott Meets here, 309 East Broadway, and we still got some giveaways. John Covington is still here, Mr. Sexy himself, along with Big Rob, the other Big Sexy guy.
Mr. Sexy, yeah. Well,
everybody been calling him Sexy all day.
Mr. Sexy.
Yeah, so they've been saying that, and he's gullible when you call him that.
Yeah. Oh,
so he's giving away gifts. You got CDs down here, movie passes, and DVDs.
And you watch out, you start doing that, you start giving away his sweater and probably his shoes and socks.
And that American Express card. That's clear and transparent.
Ooh, we
like those.
Man. You know what? I'm glad I know John Covington.
Yeah.
I really am.
Truly an honor. DJ, so what are the Hilsons doing? What is the prosecutor doing for the holidays? Anything special?
You know, I'm pretty excited. We're spending time here. We're actually going to be in Muskegon this year. I've got my family, both my side and my wife's side, they live out of state. And a lot of times we're traveling for the Christmas holiday. And this year, we're getting to spend Christmas at home. My folks are in town, and they'll be spending Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with us. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, my son wants to continue to beat me in NBA 2K.
Oh, yeah, you play PlayStation?
I played Xbox 360.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he took me for 20 points the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know.
The Warriors,
he was 1985. Wow, he was 85, 86 Bulls. So you had the Jordan.
I had the Jordan team.
And you had Golden State.
He had Golden State.
And he beat you.
He beat me.
Oh, wow, PJ. Is he that good or is he that bad?
Listen, man, I mean, I don't play it every day. You know, and there's a lot of buttons on those controllers. So, you know, there'll probably be a little bit of a little redemption in that, and you know, just spending time with family. And like I said, we have some traditions around dinner time. You know, I think we'll be cooking some steaks Christmas Eve. My wife's birthday is Christmas Eve, so it's extra special. And
John Covington's wife has a birthday coming up too. Yeah, Christmas Eve too.
Christmas Eve.
That's my wife's birthday as well.
Money folks got birthdays on Christmas Eve, man.
I think that DJ and his friends would be great candidates for the Young Brothers lock-in on January 2nd.
Oh, yeah. Have them come down.
At the MCC Lakeshore Fitness Center at 9 p.m. We're going to have a little Madden challenge and basketball and some games and movies. And I think it sounds like a good time for them. I think they'd be perfect.
It'd be good to have the prosecutor come down and talk to the kids, too.
We'll just take it as it comes and continue to work hard and make it Muskegon great.
Wow. I guess we can take a 30-second, a minute break and come right back, and we get a headset over to Travel. I'm here to talk sports and on the DJ Hilson show. The prosecutor was down to Scott Meeks, John. Has that ever happened?
Probably not.
I don't think that's ever happened. He's not here just in the warrants and all like that. You know what I mean? He's here to kick it. You know what I mean?
Right? He's the community's prosecuting attorney.
He's a community prosecuting attorney, and he's looking at getting him some chicken.
Some ham hock.
I was looking at this bacon over here. That
bacon does look good. That
bacon look good?
Yeah.
What else they got down there?
Well, listen, they got some Polish sausage, some smoked sausage. That looks really good, too.
There you go. See? So that's how DJ Hilson get down. We take a break. Be right back. Broadcasting live at Scott Meeks. Keep it here. 103.7 The Beat.
Hackley Community Care's Dr. Hilson.
Call 103.7.
Welcome back to the DJ Gibson Show, TA, and the whole crew. We broadcast live at Scott Meeks at 309 East Broadway. We're joined by Trevor Hilson, the son of DJ Hilson. I know we get a little feedback right there, Trevor. How you doing today, Trevor?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. For everybody who don't know, Trevor is a sports enthusiast. He's a sports expert. Let me get that right. Sports expert for a kid who's in what grade?
Sixth grade, 12 years old.
12 years old, and you do sports announcements for Catholic Central, right?
Yes.
All right. And so we got some games coming up this weekend. What games you want to talk about?
Well, you know, the NFL playoff picture is coming to a close to decide those six teams. There's the wild card game, and then there's the final four, in a sense. But, yeah, those six teams, it's a tight mix in the AFC because the Broncos have lost quite a few games recently, and the Chiefs have been winning. So now, it's the Chiefs and the Broncos game because Oakland isn't going to do a thing. San Diego hasn't had a good season. So it's down to those two. The Steelers, they're going to ultimately get a wild card. They just have to win. And really, that's it. The NFC playoff picture is kind of finished.
Who you got there? I don't know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
The Panthers are obviously going to win their division. They're
okay.
Undefeated.
Right.
15-0, or 14-0, the bye. And then you have the mix-up in the wild card is, I believe, between Seattle, the Giants, and the Vikings. The three big teams there.
So you don't have the Packers.
The Packers are winning. Are going to win their division.
Are they going to win the conference?
Yes.
So they're going to win the NFC.
It depends on if the Cardinals and the Panthers lose.
I knew it was coming up. Some kind of way the Packers were going to be in there. Are you biased like your father with the Packers?
No, I'm more of a Broncos fan.
Oh, okay. But since I'm Peyton is hurt.
Yeah.
Is he going to make it back?
It depends on how he practices. If he has limited throwing or is he's open. It depends on how he practices, if he's going to come back or not.
Wow. This is Trevor Hilson. He's talking NFL. This is good for a sixth grader. Sixth grader, right?
Yes.
To know this much about sports. I was thinking, I bet you when your daddy tell you to go to bed, you get up and get on the internet, don't you? Be honest.
No, I don't. Actually, my dad tells me to go to bed. What happens is there, my brother starts snoozing. I sneak downstairs and we watch sports.
What are you doing? Your dad watch sports?
Yep.
After he tells you to go to bed?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It happens every night. Every single night. I'm downstairs.
So you do that so your brother and your sister won't come down there with you?
Well, I read until they go to sleep, and then I sneak downstairs.
Oh, my God. So what time you go to bed?
9:30.
On the record. That's the record. What's the unofficial bedtime for Trevor?
I don't know. Whenever my mom and dad tell me to go up to bed, it's when I go up to bed after I come down. So.
After you come down?
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time reading sports now.
Yep.
What website do you go to?
I usually do it from my phone, ESPN.
Okay. All right. All right. We're talking sports with Trevor. Is Peyton Manning going to be the backup quarterback when he comes back?
Well, it depends. It all depends on how he practices, how Brock Osweiler plays. He is, I believe, questionable for an injury. He left to the locker room in the game, Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. So it just depends on how everything unfolds.
Will the Panthers be undefeated?
No.
They're going to lose. Wow.
I don't think they versed a very good AFC team at all this season, so it depends on who wins. If they do ultimately make it to the Super Bowl, it depends on who they're versing.
Wow. How are you doing in school? Because you're reading too much about sports. How are your grades, Trevor?
They're good.
Wow, this is Trevor Hilson. This is the prosecutor DJ Hilson's son, the oldest son. As you can tell, he know about sports. Probably know about hockey, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know about NBA?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the number one team in the NBA? Who got the best record?
The Warriors.
Oh, okay. You know,
the Spurs are 23-5, sitting at 2.
I got to ask you one more question. On this face mask pyramid against the Lions, what do you think about that? Was the face mask penalty? The Lions and Patrick game.
Yeah.
Was it a penalty?
Well, I was watching NFL Total Access the next morning, Friday morning, and I guess supposedly the rule is that if you touch, grab, or even push the face mask, it's a penalty.
But do they always call it?
I don't know. and they wouldn't be able to review it because it's under 2 minutes. Under the 2 minute warning in an NFL game, you are not allowed to review a play.
Yeah, but they don't review penalties anyway, but especially not against the Lions. They won't. I know I expected you to say that, though. I know you're going to go to the rule book. Your daddy would have said that, too. Trevor, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I want NHL 16. I want FIFA 16, you know, a new basketball hoop instead of a cardboard one.
Like, a cardboard?
Well,
the person's got a cardboard hoop?
No. Like, the ones that you hang on your door.
Okay, all right.
There's a Skills Pro mini hoop that's actually like a glass backboard and a metal rim, and it hangs on your door, and you can buy it for like $20.
Wow. Okay. I'm sure he's going to get it for you.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's going to. Before we go, tell me one good secret about your dad.
And he cannot beat me in fantasy sports.
He can't beat you in fantasy sports?
I'm in the finals in our fantasy football league.
All right. Wow. You want to give the microphone back to your dad?
Sure.
That's Trevor Hilson, the oldest son of the prosecutor DJ Hilson. We're broadcasting live at Scott's Meats, 309 East Broadway. And we got to go. It's 5:30. They're closing the door. DJ, man, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, this was great. I love going on location. My wife and I are already talking about when we're going to have you and Big Rob over to the house. We'll broadcast live from the Hilson household.
Good.
Hopefully sometime early 2016, we will get her done.
Yeah.
I understand you got to get clearance from the Attorney General to let me and DA change your neighborhood, right?
Yeah, right. We're in the missile zone.
Yeah, right. Don't worry. We're going to start working on your visas right away.
Exactly. They're not going to a sovereign nation over there.
Oh, yeah. We'll get your visas. We'll get that paperwork going. You know, we'll have probably a neighborhood association meeting up here, and
definitely
I'll make sure that we properly advocate for your arrival.
Right. if I have to do an election out there, vote.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, guys, I think I can get the votes, all right? I think I can get the votes.
Look, don't give my real name.
No.
Give me my Hollywood name, then I get in. You know, give my real name, they start running credit reports and stuff.
Yeah, we can't. Listen, man, don't worry. Even if I have to, like, sneak in some bushel baskets or something, you know,
right.
Kind of like sneaking you over the border,
right.
We'll get you in. We'll get you in and we'll get you out.
Now, did you make it over to see Donald Trump last night, DJ?
I did not. I missed that.
I thought I saw you in the crowd.
No, I was not. No, I wasn't there. No, I missed that. I don't think so. I think, basically, he got to play to the Grand Rapids crowd. I don't think anybody from Mesquite went over there.
I'm just testing you.
I understand
where you're at.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know, we enjoy the relationship we have with DJ and Judge Pittman. We really enjoy that. And you have been a breath of fresh air. I see a change in the county building, how things are handled. I've seen how you have operated in the past. I just want to say I thank God for you.
That's really kind of you.
It's a tough job where you're at.
It is.
Because you still have to enforce the law.
Yep.
But you do it differently than your counterparts have done. I thank God for that.
Well,
I think our community is in a better situation.
Well, that's really kind of you to say. And I appreciate the opportunities that you guys have given me to get on the radio and, have some fun with it. But on the same token, be available and the community have the opportunity to reach out and talk. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, if we continue to engage in conversation and communication, it's all good. So it's great.
We got somebody here. You want to send a shout out?
I want to send a shout out to the Robinson and Pig family.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Jaquan Robinson.
Jaquan, are you still playing Big Rob?
Yes.
That's your uncle, right?
Yes.
All right, good.
I want to hear the tune.
Huh?
Can I hear the tune?
Well, we're not at the studio right now. But I'm sure. What you want to hear, though?
Good days and bad days.
Okay, let me do that for you. Have a good day. All right. Down here, Scott Meeks, DJ. Make sure you have a good one, man.
Yeah, you too. You guys have a great Christmas, a happy new year, and I'm looking forward to getting back here in the saddle fresh in 2016.
All right, going back to the studio. We'll be back in the studio in about 30, 40 minutes. Mr. Egan, we are wrapping up our broadcast here, Scott Meeks. Take care. See you later.
You have just heard Straight Talk with DJ Hilson. Listen live every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Or catch us on the web at www.1037thebeat.com.
So you say you want to get away. We don't need a plane. Could be your escape. To a place where there's no time, no space. I could be your private island on a different planet. Anything could happen. Listen to the waves, let them wash away your pain. Listen to the waves. They say you wanna get so high. Breathe me in like air tonight. Listen to the waves. So high, breathe me in like air tonight. Let yourself unwind, get lost in the garden of mine.
could be a private island underneath the palm trees. You can leave your worries, listen to the waves, let them wash away your pain. You can leave your worries, listen to the waves. Say you wanna get so high, breathe me in like air tonight. Listen to the waves.
Foolishness, my nana said my grandma can maneuver this industry until I'm stupid rich, and now I'm stupid rich. Ah! Woo, woo, woo. Assuming this is more than humorous, the pimple butterfly, my newest. In fact, the rumor is the way I've proven it.
I'm a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean. I'm a classic man. Calling on me like a young OG. I'm a classic man. Your knees get mad by the street.
Slang cane like a dandy. I tell you how I go, you pull up. conversation at 231-722-8338.
The People Station, 103.7 The Beat.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you liked to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart. But it don't matter, it clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
one station for music, news, and information that affects your community.
Only one station.
The Community Station.
103.7. The Beat.
Hey, this for you, babe. You know who I'm talking to.
This your favorite song.
Your song.
When they put it on. Girl, I know you know it's all about you.
No, you know it's all about you.
Saying no names, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm saying.
I could tell it by the way that you move.
Calling all the cuties to the floor right now. It's a lot of booty on the floor right now. Take it to the bus, we can go right now. We can roll right now, right now. It's some pretty treats on the bus right now. Tell the hotel we pulling up right now. Elevate up, take a ride right now. Baby, ride right now, right now. For a shy girl, don't you wanna be my girl? It's all about you. Get up on it like you should, girl. Cause I love it when a hood girl turn around and be a good girl.
This is your favorite song. When they put it on, girl, I know you know it's all about you.
To the room right now. It's a lot of things we can do right now. I'm about to get another room right now. Front desk calling up, saying turn that down. Take another puff, baby, burn that down. It's a lot of girls, it's a ton. You know you're the one. Got a room full of fly girls. Got a thing for a shy girl. Don't you wanna be my girl? It's all about
drive me crazy. It's like I
studied psychology. Ask me my occupation, I say I live for a living. Now what you see when you see me, I did a hype for a feeling. My sweet life.
Sweet life.
Like the medics look for crack spots. You must have forgot how dead you got me on lock. You got me open like a chest with pneumonia. I'm quick to run up on ya. You and your chicks, I came to warn ya. Crazy like them gangs in California.
Hey, silly of me. I devote so much time to find you, baby boy. I nearly lost my mind. Drive at your house every night. In an unmarked car, wondering what she had on me to make you break my heart. You
put me on.
Hey, Busta Rhymes, let me know a man's point of view. Yeah. Because I think all men are dogs, and that's including you.
Well, Monica, look closer, tell me what you see. Correct yourself, cause dog backwards spelled G-O-D.
See, I'm so gone and I be slapping any kind of chick. And I will step to any beat I think you're messing with.
Watch what you say and what you do. Sometimes I can't ignore it. From how you rap and spaz over your dude, I love you for it.
Well, I'm a singer, not a fighter, but don't test me. I'm a razor blade under the tongue as a security.
Listen, now what you saying? First of all, you know you still my baby, my lady. What's with this razor? You talking crazy.
See, bust him down for my man if he act right. But if he out freaking, I'm on the first floor.
I know that you's a hot head, girl. Let me continue. I don't mean to patronize, but I love a sexy thug in you. You crazy.
Send Dutch and three other goons to go get you. Sicario, the name awaits the whole issue. Grown men keep on crying, get more tissues. The way me and this girl, he rhyming, is so official. That I'm taking a trip to with no pistols. Cause everything peace, only sand, no streets. Little Miami heat, that's the plan, we'll see. Two cups, more than Sinyando when the sand beats. And I think I'll go with you. So tell the station you need a week, back to you. Come on.
If I can go, go, go.